Karen, tell us about the violin that you play.
My usual instrument is a Stradivarius from 1703, and I've had the great pleasure of having the use of it for about 15 years or even longer, actually. It is currently actually in the shop, just having a little bit of work done, and so I've borrowed for this occasion another wonderful instrument, another old Italian instrument, and so that's what I'm playing on for the next couple of weeks, actually.
So what's that like when you're playing an instrument that's been around for a long time as opposed to something that was created more recently?
Yeah. So both violins, I mean, the one that I normally play and the one that I'm borrowing are both, you know, very old instruments from about, you know, 300 years ago. It's actually kind of crazy when you think about it. But actually recently I've also had the experience of trying some new violins that are just being created today. I live in Berlin, and especially in Europe, I mean, in the United States as well, but there are just currently many very exciting new contemporary makers that are making wonderful instruments. And so I've had the great pleasure of just trying them out. And, you know, it's a very, very different experience because you've got, on one hand, something like my instrument, which is 300 years old, and then one that is just being born right now. And, you know, I was telling my friend the other day, saying, I wonder if it's a little bit like parenting, you know, like you're breaking in this new instrument. It's almost like breaking in a leather shoe or something. And it just needs that time and experience and the love that you put into it to develop the sound. Whereas with an older instrument that's been around for much longer than you and I have been living, that process has been done many times over by past violinists. And so I think, you know, having this different approach to those instruments, a different type of respect for those instruments and approaching them differently is what I've learned from this experience. But ultimately, the most important thing is how a particular instrument inspires you. And I have plenty of friends that are really, really inspired greatly by their newborn instrument, and you know, and likewise some violinists that believe that they can only be inspired by older instruments. And so at the end, it's an absolutely individual and personal decision.
All right, well, Karen, thanks for chatting with me today.
Thank you.
Good luck with the concert.
Thank you very much.